Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA, and we're going to be talking about testing today. And I got really, really, really busy all of a sudden. And so I'll talk about that a little bit, but it might mean cutting back on my daily live streams. And if so, well, that's the way it goes, right? Been doing it 5 years. And if you think you'd miss it, then let me know. That's about the best we can do. So, but before we worry about that, let's go back to the beginning of this. This is from an article on Quad's blog by Colin Delroe. And it says, how test and learn agenda from day one can boost marketing campaigns performance. And this is from December of last year, but it got posted on LinkedIn, so I got it. It starts out with this question. As a brand marketer, I need not only evaluate an ever-expanding list of media options for my campaigns, but figure out which creative approach and offer / information will work best. How do I make decisions about what will deliver the best ROI before I commit? Yes. Back long, long ago, when I made VP of marketing in a company that we grew from 0 to $10 million in sales in about 3 years, which was quite an adventure. Back then, I was really intimidated because the VP of finance, or what would now be a CFO probably, there weren't such things, just VPs, his numbers always added up, and he always gave me a hard time because my projections were off. Never mind, they were only off like 2% or 3% or 5%. I think I did 4 out of 6 years within 5% projections, which is really good, I learned later. But that said, my numbers didn't ever quite come out. And later, when I got into modeling, man, oh man, everybody wanted to know, well, what would have happened if we would have mailed these? Or the time I went to GM and met with their credit card people, and I said, what would you really like to know? And they said, well, what would have happened if we hadn't given the rebate? Now, knowing what I know now, there are ways we could have answered that question, but I was a smart aleck that day, and I said, well, what answer would you like? And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you didn't do any holdout tests. You didn't keep a component with people getting the same basic credit card offer, but not the $5,000 rebate. So, you know, you don't have the data to really answer the question of who would have bought without the $5,000 rebate. Now, we could have looked at historical data. That's what I should have said. And we would have said, okay, normally this is the rate of repeat buy you have. You know, if somebody buys a Chevy truck, a couple of years later, this is the percentage of people that buy another Chevy truck. They might have even known that. Okay, now let's compare that with people who got the $5,000 rebate. Did it make a difference? And we could have at least got a number. It might not have been a good number. But all of these things illustrate that marketing is predicting the future. I didn't realize that my accounting friend, whatever his title, was just divvying up history. He had the hard numbers. He knew the totals before he started. He just had to decide which bucket they went in and make that add up. Whereas I was trying to predict the future. Much, much more difficult. Much more difficult. So that's basically the heart of this question. What might happen in the future? That's most of what marketing is about. So every marketer would love to have a crystal ball to see the future, but you can't. And all data that you would base your decisions on is historical. You can talk about real-time data all you want, but it's still in the past. There is no future data. The only way we get future data is with rigorous cause and effect testing. Okay? So we know if we throw a bowling ball out of an airplane, we know the drag, we know the weight, mass, attraction, we know all these things, and so we can pretty well figure out when that bowling ball is going to hit the ground, right? Within, I'm sure, within a second or two, depending on the wind and stuff. And that's the, but the way we do it is we've tested it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. We know the key variables, right? That's the only way that humans predict the future. It's the only way. And yet marketers resist this. They don't want to set up that kind of rigorous experimentation. Okay? And so Colin says, the right research and tests will go a long way toward answering these questions. Actually, they're the only way to answer these questions. I don't know why people don't get this. You got to know the causal incremental impact. If you do X, this much Y will happen. That's what the finance guys would like from you. That's what the CEO would like from you. That's what the board of directors would like from you. And because you just airy-fairy off the top, they don't trust you. They don't think you know what you're talking about. Okay, the challenge is that, it can be expensive and time-consuming, but it's the only way, right? And so Quad's Earl Potter, Senior Vice President of Media Analytics at Quad, says he remembers talking with a CMO who he asked, what kind of tests should we start thinking about to prepare for quarter four? This was like at the beginning of the year. So we can have results and apply them. His response, the CMO's response, was he was too busy and he didn't want to think about it right now. Okay? But in late quarter three, when sales weren't so great, the CMO came back and said, what can we do for Q4? And the answer was nothing. And that's probably not the answer, just like my GM credit card thing was not the answer. There's always something you can do. Print more. Mail more. But Potter said it was too late. With testing, you have to start early. You have to be systematic and objective. This all takes time and dedication. So the learning agenda mindset starts from day one. So actually today, right now, when I get done with this live stream, I'm working on, right here, I got my paper, pencil. Yeah, I know, that's crazy, but I'm in the deep end of the pool. I've got so many Outlook and so many email accounts and so many Teams meetings set up. I have to keep it simple, write it down. But anyway, my new client is asking me, how can we think about testing from day one? He said, that's your thing, right? I said, yeah. So just to get going, we're starting with EDDM. But I've already told him we're going to have to start pivoting that because we want to do list testing. More than anything else, we want to do market segments. Now, we don't have a lot of people. So EDDM kind of mushes everybody together. It's all based on carrier route, and you can't suppress current members or current customers. And you don't want to necessarily say the same thing to your prospects as you do to your existing customers. The customers need more information, more services, what's available. The prospects need just top of the waves, give us a call. It's more like a lead generation piece. Okay? So what you learn in January, you employ in May. Effective testing is never one and done, and it's probably never done, right? But you need to think about things beforehand, right? So Quad offers some things, virtual creative testing and primary research. What they mean by that is basically focus groups, as far as I can tell. The panelists for both approaches are chosen to look like your target audience. I don't know much about that, and there's some significant hurdles to that. Experimental testing, they could, of course, set up a test grocery store or convenience store or test kitchen and use biometric tools such as eye tracking technology. Okay, this is stuff that big retailers would use. Okay, I know that like a Walgreens sets up experimental full stores where they can try stuff out, bring consumers in, see what they have to say. But we're going to talk about in-market testing. Okay, in-market testing means we're going to print something up. We're going to print hopefully more than one. We're going to test lists. We're going to test offers mostly. And we're going to test creative finally. It's expensive because you're printing something and it can easily be messed up. Okay. And one thing that, you know, I spoke back in 1987 at the DMA show on testing, and the market had just crashed, and the headlines on the magazines and the newspaper were, is this the next Great Depression? It wasn't, but it might have been. And I tried to explain, people wanted a list of things to test. I tried to explain that you don't test the trivial. Okay, that's what Colin is saying here. Is that Colin? Is that right? Yep, Colin. What Colin is saying is don't test the trivial because you won't get enough variation. You know, if you say, well, let's increase one variable by 10%, make the phone number bigger or something, and see what happens. Almost assuredly, it's going to give you an inconclusive result. And he said he'd rather see a stinky test, one where one clearly wins and one clearly loses, especially if you have a smaller count. Then you really want to do something different. You know, we're right now putting in, you know, just, well, small mailings, small. And so the test results could easily be inconclusive and statistically invalid. But there's another side to testing. The same principle applies. There's also things that are so dumb, like no offer, like no response device, no QR code, no phone number, no nothing. You know, just we're the greatest. Well, you don't want to test that. You want to fix it because you can't test unless you have some kind of response device, right? I went into Oakley once with Elena Neely from the Postal Service. And they showed me their mailer, and I said, well, there's no way to respond to this. And they said, sure, look here in the paragraph. And it had a toll-free number. And I said, no, that doesn't count. Hiding the phone number in the body copy does not count. Make it bigger. Okay, you don't need to test that. You need to fix it. So there are some things that are so big you need to fix, and there's some things that are so little don't bother. Okay, and the tricky part is that what that is for your company depends a little on what you already know and what the expert knows, right? There are principles that have been proven. Scientificadvertising.com, go there, get Claude Hopkins' book. And so don't waste your time and money by testing inconclusively. And that is enough for today because we're trying to keep this short. Have a great day. Like and share. I'd love to hear your testing ideas. And if you'd miss me on the daily stream, leave a comment down below. Bye-bye.